this podcast replay. It's brought to you by VSS West Pines, your one-stop shop for any and all vape and smoke shop needs. When knowledge counts, call 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
All right, we're back out here at VSS West Pines. Want to get in on the text line 786-322-1105. That's 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the text line, you can also reach out to us on Twitter. That's at Big O Show. Follow us there as always, as you all know. And, of course, you got the YouTube chat board. And when we're live, you got the Super Chat, many different ways. Super Boom Shack is loving the Eddie Van Halen scarf. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Some of you may not understand what the hell I'm wearing because you just see red and you see a whole bunch of lions and you're like, hey, what design is that? But those of you that rock out with Van Halen, you know that this is Eddie Van Halen's signature guitar. So it's just one of those things that, you know, you got to be a Van Halen fan to kind of know that this is for this is Eddie Van Halen's deal, pretty much. His logo, almost, you could call it, I guess, in a way.
See, when I see that, I think Kramer.
Yeah, yeah.
His guitar.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, that's what it is.
And then you could go a little earlier, and it'll be in yellow.
Right,
and black,
right.
And white.
Yellow and black, right. Exactly. Exactly. That would be good. I got to find that one. Let's see. This bug is starting to virus me. Okay. All right, it's not good for the bug to virus you. I can tell you that. They are there's a little over 5 minutes left in the first period. They are scoreless, by the way, between the Islanders and the Panthers as we watch it here.
Hey, this is good. We're not losing.
Yeah, yeah. As you say, Bob almost gave up a goal there, just as you were talking about it. How about that explosion yesterday in Beirut, man? Wow, did you guys see that thing? 2,700 tons of that explosive. What's it called? Let me see what it's called. It's called ammonium nitrate. Okay, a huge cache of ammonium nitrate, an explosive compound that was stored in the blast site. And they had about 2,700 pounds of it, over 70 dead. Already, I think it's like 78 or something. The last time I checked, it might be even higher, hundreds. When I saw that thing, it's the kind of stuff you see in movies. Okay? That's what I normally would see in. You never really think you're going to see that like in real life. Even when wars have gone on, the cameras weren't there to catch those kind of explosions. Now with technology, there's a camera rolling everywhere and anywhere. And that explosion was, I mean, that thing was scary, dude. I mean, it looked like it leveled blocks and blocks and blocks of people. And you see how it affected the people that were filming far away. That once the blast got to them, there was a gentleman that actually had a heart attack filming the episode and died. Prayers to everybody there in Beirut because, man, to see what happened yesterday, that was it was heartbreaking. It was scary. I mean, you would think that could never happen where you live, but if people are going to be, you know, that irresponsible and store that kind of, you know, dangerous stuff in one area, especially in an area where actually it could get, you know, exploded. And then to have innocent people, and then you see the people walking around and they're bloodied and they're injured. And it just looks like a war zone. And it reminded you a lot of how it looked in 9/11 when the buildings went down and affected all kinds of people in that area. And they were full of debris or they had blood or whatever it was. And it was kind of, a surreal type of thing that you just, who the hell would ever imagine a plane going into the towers, right? We're watching that and it's like, this can't be real, right? That's the thing we were all thinking about when we're watching 9/11. Like, wait a minute, is that plane literally flying into the building? Are you kidding me? Am I watching the Twin Tower go down? Now I'm watching the second tower go down? I mean, how many of us were sitting there going, this can't be real? Like, wait a minute, there has to be a joke here or something. And yesterday, I had that 9/11 feeling for the poor people in Lebanon. Because it just, to watch that explosion, that was intimidating, dude. And scary. Because it's like, okay, well then, that can happen anywhere. And can you imagine being just, I mean, you saw people in a highway filming it far away, and then by the time the blast got to them, all the cameras, everybody that was filming it, nobody had a steady camera after everything went on. Because that's how far the blast went. I think they said they heard the blast like 200 miles away. 200 miles away, they could hear the explosion. Wow. Amazing. Scary stuff. Let's see. Myron, thank you, sir, for a little super chat. He says, let's send all prayers to Beirut. Our dumb president said it was a bomb and it was a chemical accident. Yeah, well, I mean, Trump's a moron. I mean, he just spews all. I've never seen a politician say more irresponsible things than that guy. I mean, it's embarrassing. It really is. And please, man, try not to make it about politics. Be objective for once in your life. Even if you're just a hardcore Republican, man, I've voted for both Bushes and Reagan. I'm sorry, it's not about Republican or Democrat. It's about right or wrong, and everything about that guy is wrong, dude. He's just a bad human being. I mean, yesterday, it's just like you're throwing that out there, and it just, do you realize you're the president, bro? You just can't throw things like that out there. It's not like you or me. Nobody cares about what we say, but if a president of a country says something, it carries a lot of weight. And if you say it from this country, it carries a ton more, man. I feel terrible. Dean G says, do you like Panthers goalie Sergei Bobrovsky, or is he getting paid too much? Well, he was getting paid too much either way. I don't like him at all. He's been a terrible pickup, unfortunately. He has not lived up to what he was supposed to do. Now, he didn't play bad in the first game. He played well enough that to, you know, put you in a position to win. Obviously, giving up four goals in the second game, although one of the one goal that was like a rebound, I think it was the fourth goal, actually, of the night or the day yesterday. That one, I almost can't blame him for that one, because that one was kind of tough because it was offline and then it was redirected. But overall, I mean, it wasn't like he was terrible yesterday, but it wasn't good enough because he gave up four. But in the first game, he did all right. But he has been a monster disappointment. There is no other way of describing it. He can't say anything about how he's played. He's got to be extremely disappointed how he's played. He should be feeling guilty as hell that he's stealing money. Because that's what Bobrovsky's doing. He is stealing money. Let's see. What else do we have here on the text line? Pat in Asheville, people complain about our government regulations. There is reason why we have so many rules. Yeah, well, you have to. You have to. I wish we would have actually, you know, been a little stronger on everybody in the country when it comes to masks and everything else going on. Lebanese officials knew of the danger posed by the ammonium nitrate stored at the port for years, according to public records, but failed to act. They should have stored that somewhere in the desert. Yeah, you're probably right. But that, you know how it is. It's people react after the fact, and then that's when they start to actually do what's right, you know? During the pandemic, I want to be a better person by acknowledging others, so my respect for the inventor of yoga pants for women's starts today. It had to be a man. Deserves recognition. Yes, you are correct, sir. That is one of the great inventions of all time. No doubt about that. Myron, by the way, we are seeing you Friday, right? You're going to go by Craig's Inn? Huh? Send me that text so I know you're coming on Friday to go get your U2 band. All right? Oh, I love it. All right, what else do we have here on the program to talk about? We actually have several things to talk about today on the show, which I really, really like. We talked a little bit about the Dolphins. With the whole COVID thing, did you guys see what happened with Matt Stafford's wife? Well, his wife ends up ripping the NFL. And let me tell you something. She's in the right. I don't know if you guys know this, but Matt Stafford was found to have COVID and was put on the list. Remember that? Well, he never had COVID. It was a false positive. And so then he got tested again and again and again, and it was negative every single time. But when you test positive and then they tell you you're positive, now people react differently. So his wife went off on Twitter and on IG, actually, and she had a post about it and everything that they went through. And you got to hear how they were treated after Matt was diagnosed with the COVID. All of a sudden, they did not get, you know, they were kind of like ostracized from everywhere. All right, let me read this to you, okay? This is Brittany Stafford, Matt Stafford's wife. Listen to this, Bill. The past 4 days have been somewhat of a nightmare. For 24 hours, we believe my husband was positive for COVID. We were all tested the day after, and we were all negative, including Matthew. Then he retested again and again and again and again. And after his second negative, we were made aware of the false positives and how this was one of those cases. I've been losing my mind because of how my family has been treated since my husband was put on COVID IR. Even after we knew it was a false positive, our school told us they were not allowed back. I was approached in a grocery store and told I was endangering others. My kids were harassed and kicked off a playground. I was told I needed to wait in my car when trying to pick up my food, and people closest to us had to get tested just to go back to work. And that's just to name a few things. I don't blame these scenarios on any of the people directly involved. I understand where they're coming from, but I do blame the NFL. I blame the NFL for not holding themselves accountable. These are people's lives and livelihoods that are in those results in their test sites. Maybe we should absolutely be positive a person has COVID before releasing that info to the world. I'm sharing our experience because I don't want it happening to any other family that plays for this league. We are thankful for all of those that called, text, emailed, and showed concern for Matthew and our family. Your thoughts during this strange, difficult time are greatly appreciated, but we are all absolutely fine and feeling great. Thank God for that. And this is something that you don't think about. I don't think about. None of us think about this. So all of a sudden, this woman's life changed completely because her husband was said to be positive. And everybody knows who you are. Everybody knows your kids because you're Matt Stafford's wife, dude. So it's just one of those things that whatever neighborhood you live in, everybody knows you already. They know you at that whatever supermarket is in her town. Food Lion, Home Depot. That's not a food, but you know what I mean. Whatever it is, Grand Union, Pantry Pride, Piggly Wiggly, I don't care. You know, you go all over to all those places and then your kids are kicked off a playground. Your friends are forced to get tested. And then the NFL, it's like, oh, well, we're sorry. Well, What do you mean you're sorry, bro? And this is why when we were making fun of this, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, that you look at the videos and you see people are swabbing themselves. And I don't know which test he takes, if he has to swab himself, if it's some kind of blood puncture. I have no idea what the hell they're doing. Okay, I haven't taken a COVID test because I haven't had any symptoms. So I have no idea if I, you know, have had it or not. But, you know, it's just to put a family through that, you know, and to hear everything she went through. I felt bad for her, man. I really felt bad for her. And this is a monster disrespectful move on behalf of the NFL. Because the second you have COVID, people want to stay away from you. I mean, I don't know. You guys saw the all-out brawl on the airplane? The two guys that didn't want to wear masks? So all the other dudes that had masks on, like, said, you better wear a mask. You better. And they didn't. And so then they kicked their ass. And they had one of the guys pinned down on the floor, you know, and like, they were, like, holding him down. And then when he would say something, he would say, hey, he's talking. And they wanted to shut him up just so he wouldn't be spewing anything out while he's talking.
This is the
world we're in now.
Look, we've discussed it. Things are going to get more intense. Things are tighter. People are under more stress. You're not getting to do your normal escapes. You know what I mean? So the stress becomes even more money. Every aspect, man. Mm-hmm. And fuses are going to get shorter on everybody. And I'm surprised that more of this hasn't happened, actually.
Well, it's getting to the point where it's getting really, really crazy out there, man. We got to thank Kenneth Cleveland giving us some love on the Super Chat. Thank you, Kenneth. Appreciate you. He says, good afternoon, Big O. Kenneth in Cleveland live from the 305 Boom Boom Room. There we go. The Boom Boom Room checks in.
Just to make a little joke, I mean, they said that they tested him multiple times. Did they strike oil if they tested properly? You know, because, like, that thing must be like a tested huge.
Over and over and over and over again. NorCal says.
He's got a canal in his nose now.
NorCal says, a nurse wearing a Pantera mask did my COVID nasal swab. She poked my brain, I think, but I was negative. Puff, puff, don't give. There you go. There you go. Don't give. Keep it to yourself. Hospitals do get higher Medicare reimbursements for COVID cases. Yep, I'm sure they do, and I'm sure there's plenty of them, but they're not doctoring the death certificates, if that's what you guys are saying, okay? I always love that one, because that's usually the next one that comes after that. Well, you know, they're just doctoring the death certificates so they can get more money from the government. You know, there's 150,000 people dead. Let's say they doctored 100 of them, maybe, 1,000, whatever. 149,000 is not enough for you? I mean, give me a break. It's ridiculous. I'm not worried about that. All I know is there's a lot of people that are dying from this thing. There's a lot of people getting sick. And now, it's funny because I don't know anybody that's ever died from the flu, and I already know four people that have died from COVID. And I don't know how, and I know several people that have had it now too. Like, I just gave you Ethan Skolnick now, who I know. I'm just saying, downplaying this thing is not the way to go. That's why we're in this mess. I mean, you hear about these parties that are going on now constantly, and the cops are trying to find these parties, and it all depends on the neighborhoods. The neighborhoods have to rat them out. Did you see what's going on in the condo in the Grove? Those of you that are young, you don't know what the hell I'm talking about. But those of you that are a little older, you'll know what I'm talking about. In the Grove, right next to the Mayfair, there's that condo that has the round balconies that was in the Careless Whispers video from Wham. Again, you got to be old to know Careless Whisper and Wham and the video. So, but that building that's right there, right next to the Mayfair, right on the downhill that goes right to the bay. I don't know what street that is. Okay. But anyway, that Mayfair there.
Is it Tiger Tail?
No, I don't. I'm not sure, dude. I'd be lying to you if I told you that it is or it isn't. You might be right. I don't know. But it might be Grand Avenue. It could be Grand Avenue where it hits. Now, when you make the right to go down the hill, I don't know if that street what it is. But I think maybe the one that goes right along Mayfair might be Grand Avenue.
That's Grand Ave, yes.
It is Grand Ave.
Because main highway goes out to Lejeune.
Right, it's the one that goes down
to Bay Shore is the one that comes up where Grand Ave and Main Highway meet.
Right. So
and Grand Ave goes
so
all the way
where
out.
Where Grand Ave ends, which is that building.
Yes, Mayfair. That's right, the corner.
Right there. So that's it right there. So you know what's been going on there? A lot of the residents there have had they own the properties, so they rent out the properties to people. So these people are now going into those apartments and they're holding parties. Loud parties, all that stuff, and people are drunk and belligerent on and they're breaking the elevator floor buttons. And the residents that live there have to wait in line to go up to their condo. Sometimes a half hour. Because some of the buttons in the damn building don't work. And so now, you know, apparently the homeowners association, whatever, has told the people that own all the spots that are being rented out and to stop it and all that. But that this is all those people are having parties and they're all around each other without any masks or anything like that. And that's why this thing keeps spreading. You know what I mean? And when I heard them yesterday, well, you know, our positive percentage went down. And dude, that fluctuates all the time. And what, did it go down because of Sunday and Monday? And that's what you're going off of? I mean, you know, it was high. It was high as hell last week. And look, back up to 1,300 again. And I think they're over 200 again today. I want to say that Florida is over 200 deaths again today. I can look it up for you in a second here. I have the tracker, unfortunately, tracking this stuff that you don't really want to track. Here you go. 225 people are dead in Florida today. So, you know, we need to bring those numbers drastically down, and then maybe we can start to feel a little better now. All right, 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the text line, 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the text line, Dolphins also cut Cordrea Tankersley. And, you know, the Tankersley move, he was a third-round pick. He was going to have trouble making the team as it is. They're pretty deep at corner now at this point. He's had a whole bunch of injuries. He's probably healthy now, and they wanted to part ways with him before he suffered another setback. And because he was always a kid that just seemed like he was a step slow on reacting on everything. I'm sure this won't be his last stop. I'm sure he's going to get a shot somewhere else again. And it's a shame, but listen, it's going to happen. You're going to win some. You're going to lose some. You're going to pick some good players, and you're going to miss on some. And this kid was already in his third year, and he had given you enough of a glimpse of what he could possibly be or what he isn't. And so you had to part ways. And this is a year where, again, you don't get to experiment with a lot of guys because you don't have an entire offseason. So you don't get to track a guy and see his progress mentally, physically, all of those things. And so this is a year where you kind of you got to have a feeling for what you need and what's on your roster. You've got to pretty much know who is the guy that, okay, these guys are going to make it. This guy's probably not. You got to have a pretty nice forecast of what you have. And the forecast was Tankersley wasn't going to make it, and they cut him. And so you had to move on. The other part that came out of a story I saw, I think it was Barry Jackson, I want to say, that wrote the story. And I did not know this, and it's a nice little nugget. Josh Rosen led all the passing camps throughout the offseason because Fitzpatrick was not in town. So Josh took it upon himself to reach out to guys and to, you know, kind of everybody get together and kind of learn the offense and get in rhythm with everybody in passing. And I thought that was pretty cool to hear because, look, we talked about it already the last couple of days. Rosen knows that he has been the forgotten man now. You draft Tua, that's your future. You heard Fitz talk about it a couple days ago. Fitz says that's the future. You know what I'm saying? So with all of that going on, he has to have all the motivation in the world at this point because he is on the brink of never getting another chance again at starting. And he's on the brink of either having a short NFL career or be a career backup. Okay? Nothing wrong with a career backup. You can make a lot of money in the NFL. I wish I could make backup money in the NFL for the rest of my life. That would be really, really nice. Be pretty damn good. There are backups out there making $5, $7, $8 million, $9 million. So I wouldn't mind being a backup in the NFL, trust me. So there's no shame in that. But if Josh Rosen believes in himself and wants to be a starter, that's what you're supposed to do. Tua's injured, right? Not cleared to play. Can't really take over the team right now. You have a relationship with everybody from last year. Fitzpatrick's out of town. So you take it upon yourself to hold all the passing camps while you're, you know, throughout the offseason. I think that's really smart on your part. One, that stigma and that label you have of not being outgoing and not socializing. Well, you're killing that there. You're growing as a person yourself. You know that they drafted Tua. You know Fitz is there. So there's you in order for you to get playing time or get noticed, you got to do something to get noticed. And doing this wins over your teammates, gets the respect from your coaches, and it improves you as a player and as a leader, as a communicator. So that there was a lot of positives out of Josh doing that. Again, will it translate to him becoming a good quarterback and consistent? I don't know. You know, that's up to him. Can he be that? I believe he can. Okay, I've watched the kid pass the ball. The kid can pass the ball. He's got accuracy. He can do it. Okay? Now, mechanically, everything, he's got to settle down. He's got to make all the right decisions. But he's got it in him to be a solid quarterback. Now, let's see if he can do it. I hope he can. I mean, there's no way any of us should be rooting against Josh Rosen. We've talked about this in the past. Okay? This is a young man that if he can take that next step, he becomes trade value for you. And that is priceless if you're able to do that at least. Because you know you're going to be married to Tua. But what if Josh comes out and balls out? Be interesting. Be interesting to see how the Dolphins end up handling that one. All right, it's 1 o'clock already. Let's take a break here at the top of the hour. Toyota of Hollywood will be there tomorrow. 1841 North State Road 7. Tell them that Big O sent you. Go see Steve Ostrov and Herbie Lopez and Lori Rodriguez and Joel Rubio, Gary Thompson. Some great people out there, man. That's why I tell you all the time, if you're looking to buy or lease a vehicle, certified pre-owned, they've got them for you over there at 1841 North State Road 7. It's about a couple blocks south of that giant, beautiful guitar on the turnpike. Tell them Big O sent you. They'll take care of you. Toyota of Hollywood.
A America's safest and best-selling compact luxury SUV is at Acura of Pembroke Pines, and this is how we do it. RDX, $339 a month at Acura of Pembroke Pines, the number one volume Acura dealer.
Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
It's a buyer's market at Toyota of Hollywood. Over 1,500 Toyotas on the ground, and truckloads just keep on coming. Now pay up to 50% less. 2020 Camry, not $29,000, $17,775. 2020 Corolla, not $22,000, $13,775. Buy a new 2020 Toyota with zero down and 0% financing, or we'll make your payments till 2021 at Toyota of Hollywood, the number one volume Toyota dealer on 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street.